All right, so you're born from a box. You're born into a cube. You're trained in a school system of ideology cube. See, here's what's happening. Everything that happened to Israel, the Gentile nations are just copying, right? You think about, why did God put Israel in the wilderness for 40 years? They just kept going around and around and around and around. They couldn't get into the promised land. Why? They wasn't ready. To enter into the promised land, you got to have a different mindset. They came out of Egypt. E is spirit. Gypt is the gypt. Egypt is gypting you. You're being gypped in Egypt. Spiritually gypped. And so that's what's happening in all the Gentile nations. You're being gypped spiritually. So the reason they put you in these boxes, school box, university box, job box, culture box, bloodline box, the reason you church box, 501c box, you've got all these dead corpses. 501c, whether it's a business or a church, it's a dead. Why do they capitalize your name? Because they can't own you as a person, but if they capitalize your name and turn you into a corporation, they can own you. It's a dead corp system. And so it's a dead system. And so the dead system is, if it's death, what does it do? It just keeps going around the same process. You need a spark from outside the cube. This cube is a 666 box. The box has six sides. When you unfold the cube, you see the cross. Take up your cross. So while you're down here, it's best to get some knowledge. I don't know why. I don't know how people go their whole life not looking for the truth, you know? And so when you start to look for the truth, here's the problem. There's going to be people coming into your world that try to keep you from finding the truth. And these people have their own box that they're trying to promote. And so they might marry you. They might want to date you. But they're in a box, right? And speaking of that, I married one of those. They tried to pull me, the mother-in-law, the brother-in-law, sister-in-laws. Her family tried to pull me in this box. I went to one of their churches. I said, he didn't even preach the gospel. What are you talking about? I didn't hear anything about faith alone and Jesus alone. And it could have been just one day, but I went again. I said, I still didn't hear the gospel. I didn't hear faith alone and Jesus alone. All I'm hearing is religiosity. And that's when the trouble started, because they realized I wasn't. So then they said, let's come over here and let's watch this movie. So I watched this movie, and it was some kind of Jewish movie about traditions. So they were trying to brainwash me, whether they knew it or not. It could have been the devil controlling them, but I think it was them. But because I think the hive mind knows what they're doing. They're trying to keep you in Babylon. And so they're trying to brainwash me into traditions and outward show and wear the right clothes and say the right thing and look the part. Get the good job, buy the big house. Why would I want to buy a big house when I can buy a small house, and if I lose my job, I can go to work at McDonald's and still pay my house payment? See, it just don't make sense what they were doing. And a lot of them went bankrupt during this downfall. If I buy a smaller house and the economy crashes and I go to work at McDonald's to pay my house payment, I'm okay. But they were thinking something different. And speaking of that, off vein or off channel, I had a dream last night. See, I started thinking it was a traumatic dream, and I think I know why. There's certain archetypes trying to get back into my world, and so it reminded me of the past, you know. And one of the things that happened in the dream, so the ex came back she was sitting there, and then the next day, some veterinarian people were over there, or cleaners, or house, or somebody was over there, and they said your cat looks like it was abused. It's got. I said, really? I said, I'm at work all day. So I went in the living room and I said, are you abusing the cat during the day? She just looked her head down, you know. And I said, are you a psychopath? She shook her head up and down, yes. I said, are you a psychopath? Because she had been back and forth so many times. I said, something wrong with her. And so I said, are you a psychopath? She just said, yeah. And the next, so I went into the other room to the nurses or the veterinarians or whatever they were, the vets. And I think I know why I had that dream, because I was watching this doctor say that the vets are better at being a doctor than the doctors because they look at it from a holistic point of view. So I went back in the living room. She was gone. And all these people flooded the house. I said, who are you? Well, who are y'all? What's going on? It was traumatic. Because I actually lived that. Who are you guys? Where'd y'all come from? It really happened. I said, who are y'all? Where did y'all come from? So all these people came in. They said, you're a psychopath. I said, what are you talking about? They said, leave Willa alone. Willa? That's not her name. Her name is this. That's not her name. Her name is Willa Wonk. Like Willa Wonk. I didn't make this up. This just appeared in the dream. And so they said, her name's Willa Wonk. And all these people flooded. I said, no, this is her name. Look, I got pictures. Look, this is her name. We're married. This is her name. And they kept blocking me, saying, we're going to call the police. You leave her alone. Leave her alone. Because I revealed that she was a psychopath, right? So they had to flip it on me. They had to flip the reality back on the other person. That's how they do it. No. We're taking her to a concert or something like that, or some kind of speaking or something like that. So they cleaned out the house. Before you know it, she was gone. She stole my laptop, stole my cell phone. I had no records. I was in another state. I didn't have anybody there to help me. And I thought, nobody's believing me. So I went to the concert and was telling people in their cars, not concert, the meeting or whatever it was, some kind of meeting or something. I said, look, that's not her name. That's not her name. Willa's her name. We know it's Willa. And the only thing I could, after I woke up, I Googled Willa and see what it was. Willy Wonka. I said, that's not her name. I said, y'all are being lied to, deceived. And then one of the head guys walked by. I said, you're being lied to. The whole thing is a sham and a scam. They love her. They love her. In the next scene, I ended up in jail. So I ended up in jail, and I ended up in the jail cell with some dude. I told him my story. And I said, they said her name was Willa Blah. I said, I couldn't remember. They said her name was Willa something. He said, oh, that's what's her name. She's popular. I said, no, this is her name. And I told him the story. He believed me. He was the only one who believed me. Then the police came in. Two policemen came in. And he had went to another room or something. And the police came in and said, we're looking for him. We're going to arrest him. So in other words, the people who hear you, they have to move out of your world. Here, my long story short is the Gentile nation, it's scripted, people. The stock market, the medical, the pyramid's upside down. Everything's upside down. What you think's good for you is upside down. They lied to you from a child. So you believe these lies, just like I believed the lie that she was this person with a different name. And the whole mass of people believed the lies that she was the other person. And she don't even know who she is because she's a psychopath. And so my point is, your whole Gentile nation is a mockery. The holidays are a mockery of the holy days. Everything that you've been trained as a child was a lie. Your birthdays, your holidays, your Christmas, your Thanksgiving, all that stuff was a lie. If you trace it back, you'll realize it was all a lie. It's all a culture. They're building a culture box to keep you in the box. So when you start to get out of the box and see clearly, are you a psychopath? Is the system a psychopath? Are y'all psychopaths? Are y'all actors? Are y'all insane? Are y'all clones of clones? And I'm not even talking about physical clones, clones of somebody else's ideology. And when you wake up and you start to escape all the boxes, all the people around you that are you're waking up, they got to pull them out of your world. And they got to surround you with a new script. It's a new script. They got to keep people in your script that love the box and love the cult and the ism and the lies, because they want to hamper your spiritual gifts. They don't want you to enter into the promised land, because when you see that everything's just a repeat sine wave, then you can insert seed into the sine wave and get a harvest, and you can start to step into your inheritance. And they don't want people stepping into their inheritance, because the whole game of the narcissistic system is to steal, kill, and destroy. And so when they can't poison you with sugar and lies in your mind, the sugar of the mind, then you break free and you start to set other people free. The whole thing is to keep everybody a slave, to keep the system going, because the system's lies, and the lies are falling apart every day. So they have to keep the lies. The lies have to get more extreme just to keep the lies going.